that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have eternal life.
And hello, everyone, and welcome to our program, The Truth Will Set You Free, Bible Prophecy Edition. I'm Vic Batista, along with my co-host, Nathan Jones. We're with Lamb Lion Ministry, and we thank you for being part of today's program. We have a great program prepared for you today as we continue speaking about the millennium life, and today we'll look at the time of joy. So stay tuned to our program. And for those of you following us on social media, we'd love for you to share this program with your friends and family so they can follow along with us. But before we continue, I'm going to ask my co-host Nathan Jones if he will open us up with a word of prayer.
Lord Jesus, we just praise and thank you for this opportunity to study your kingdom that's coming. Long have we waited as Christians, as we're citizens of this kingdom, to be out of this world, Lord, that is so hostile to you and your children, but into that time where you rule and reign on this earth, Lord. We long for it. We pray that you'll reveal what we're supposed to learn about it through your prophetic word. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for all tuned in your precious name. Amen.
Amen. Again, you're tuned into our Truth Will Set You Free Bible Prophecy Edition. Vic Batista, Nathan Jones with Lamb Lion Ministry. Again, our message for today as we speak about the millennium life, and that is the time of joy. So stay tuned. But before we continue, I want to welcome my co-host of the program, Nathan Jones. Nathan, great to be on the program with you again on this new daylight savings time.
Yes, brother, and I think you have just branded something. Millennial life. You know, you hear of beach life or boat life, or but you've created a new term for the millennial kingdom. Millennial life. I love it.
Well, and Nathan, that's the joy of our future, what we look forward to, right, Nate? Especially now as the time has changed and we're enjoying more sunlight. It gives you a sense of what life will be like for eternity in the time of the millennium. Where there will be no darkness, right, Nate? Where the Lord himself will be our light, you know?
Amen. Wow. That is great. Millennial life, brother. Can I use that?
Anytime, Nathan. That's what you and I do. We share with each other.
There we go. Hey, all, you want to experience millennial life? Then get to know Jesus Christ as your Savior.
Well, Nathan, here in Daytona Beach, they have the salt life, they have the Jeep life, they have the, right? So it's nice to have a millennial life.
Oh, perfect. Absolutely perfect.
So, Nate, how are you enjoying the new time change? I like the longer days, the nicer weather, especially now that the season is changing. I think it's fantastic.
Yeah, waking up in the dark again is hard, and I never feel quite right sleep-wise until the fall comes back and we reset. So, yeah, not a big fan of daylight savings, but it sounds like you're lucky.
No way, Nathan. You're one of the few people that has said that so far. But hey, I respect that. That's cool.
You're loving it, but you're always loving it. You're the happiest guy I've ever met.
Well, we thank the Lord. Thank you, Nathan. I thank the Lord for that because he's given us so much joy in so many ways. And speaking of joy, Nathan, maybe some people are wondering, what are these guys so happy about? Well, you and I have done a lot of programs in the past about what awaits us in the future, a lot of resources that people can get a hold of. And maybe somebody's new to the program, Nate, and they don't know how to get a hold of those resources. Might you be able to share with them how they can take advantage of those?
Absolutely. All right. Well, if you've tuned in regularly, then you know that we are evangelists with Lamb and Lion Ministries. It's a Bible prophecy teaching ministry, and our mission is to proclaim the soon return of Jesus Christ. We here at Lamb and Lion Ministries are passionate about the Lord's return, and we know that when someone's passionate about the Lord's return, they have this desire to live a holy life in anticipation, Christ's return. They also have this urge to evangelize the world while the time is short, but they also carry around with them great joy and great hope. And so that's the topic of our discussion today is joy and hope. We want to share that joy and hope with you, and we're doing that through our podcast, The Truth Will Set You Free, but you can also find on our website at christinprophecy.org or app, the Lamb Lion app, a wealth of information about the Lord's soon return. We've got videos and articles, social media and newsletter you can sign up, free magazines to download, you name it. We want you to understand the joy and the hope that we have and share in that because Jesus Christ is coming soon.
Oh, that is fantastic. And Nathan, and not only that, but now we have added radio in addition to that. And you and I have the opportunity to actually also do conferences.
Yeah, well, of course, our ministry offers quite a number of conferences throughout the year. Mid-June, we're going to have our Nation in Freefall conference here in the Dallas area, just north of Denton. And we'll have Jack Hibbs and Mike Huckabee, along with Tim Moore, Dave Bowen, and myself as speakers at this conference. And so we welcome anyone. We're taking registration, so you just go to our website at christinprophecy.org and either go to events or under the homepage, and we have a wealth of information about that conference, and you can register. And so we're excited about that. And yes, not only have we been in TV since 2002, but for 20-some years before that, our founder, Dr. David Reagan, was in radio. Christ in Prophecy was a radio show before it was a TV show. Well, this year we've gone back into radio. And I got to tell you, the Lord is blessed. We started January with zero stations, and now the Lord has brought before us four networks equaling just over 1,000 radio stations. So if you want to check us out now at Christ in Prophecy Radio, you can do that and go to our website. We, of course, put the audio recordings on our website as well at christinprophecy.org. But yeah, the Lord is letting us use every media possible to try to get the gospel out, because we know the time is short. So radio, we're back in it again. Vic and I, of course, doing the podcast here. And we're just excited about what the Lord has in store for those who love him.
Oh, thank you so much, Nathan, for sharing that. And yes, for those of you that are part of this program, we'd love for you to take advantage of all those resources to help you grow in the Lord and experience the joy that we're going to be talking about in today's program as we continue talking about the millennium life. And we're going to be talking the time of joy. And Nathan, it reminds me of Ecclesiastes chapter 3, verses 1 through 8, speaking of the different times and seasons in life. Would you be able to go there, Nate, with me to Ecclesiastes chapter 3? And I'll open up with verses 1 through 4, and maybe you can read verses 5 through 8, just in case someone doesn't have a Bible, so they can follow along with us.
Are you going to break out in the old bird song?
No, I'm not. I'm just going to read the regular verses in the New King James.
Because if you're going to sing, you feel free.
Not at all. But it's just amazing, because we enter into different seasons in life and different times. And Ecclesiastes shares that with us there, beginning on Ecclesiastes 3, verse 1, where he says, to everything there's a season and a time for every purpose under the heaven. There's a time to be born and a time to die, and a time to plant and a time to pluck what is planted, and a time to kill and a time to heal, a time to break down and a time to build up. Verse 4, a time to weep and a time to laugh, and a time to mourn and a time to dance.
Pick it up, verse 5, a time to cast away stones and a time to gather stones, a time to embrace and a time to refrain from embracing, a time to gain and a time to lose, a time to keep and a time to throw away, a time to tear and a time to sow, and a time to keep silent and a time to speak, a time to love and a time to hate, a time of war and a time of peace.
Nathan, what a wonderful passage. And as we enter into the life in the millennium, we enter into the time of peace, a time of joy, if you will. And some of that is described for us in Jeremiah 31:13, where he says, then shall the virgin rejoice in the dance, and the young man and the old together, for I will turn their mourning to joy, will comfort them and make them rejoice rather than sorrow. And what a beautiful life, right, Nate, that's going to be in the millennium.
Yes, most people think that when the Bible talks about the millennial kingdom, that 1,000-year reign of Jesus Christ on this earth, where he rules and reigns over Jerusalem, and that's future, obviously hasn't happened yet, that they think that they have to go to Revelation chapter 20, and that's all there is to say about it. But there are so many verses throughout the Bible, especially in the Old Testament, that prophesy Christ's kingdom. And that one of the aspects of that is a time of joy. And you know, you brought up a good point earlier, Vic, when I had mentioned about you being happy. There's a difference between happiness and joy. Now, you have both. You're happy and joyous, but joy is something you can have even when there's nothing to be joyous about. I went to dictionary.com, and the definition of joy is a source or cause of keen pleasure or delight. So in other words, the world could be burning down around you. You know, your family could be dying, your dog's dead, you lose your job, you're in financial straits, so you have all this horrible stuff coming against you. But if you know Jesus Christ, you have this joy, that cause or keen pleasure or delight. And the Bible says the joy of the Lord is our strength. So if you're having difficult times, you know, Americans are obsessed with happiness. We went, oh, everything about life is supposed to make us happy. The pursuit of life, liberty, and the happiness. But the Bible says really the pursuit should be joy. It's that knowledge that there's something greater out there, you know, God, and he's got a plan for us, his kingdom, and he's got salvation for us through Christ's death on the cross. And that's meant to give us joy no matter how terrible life is. And so one of the greatest defining aspects of Christ's kingdom when he returns to this earth to set up his kingdom is that it is a time of great joy, not only because we know the Lord and believe in him by faith, but we'll actually get to see him face to face one day and in that kingdom.
Nathan, what I love the description and I love the definition, and I think that is so important, the difference there between joy and happiness. And I like it how one pastor put it, happiness is good, but it's fluctuates, it's ever-changing from one moment to the next. We're happy and then we're sad. Someone presents us a check for $1 million and we're so happy until we go cash it and find out there's no funds. Then all of a sudden, that changes, but with joy, right, Nathan? Even if there's no funds in the bank, we can still have our joy.
Absolutely. Yeah, the real sorrow is when you cash in that lottery check or whatnot and the government takes 50% in taxes.
Oh.
Yeah, there's no joy. Happiness is fleeting. We got to remember that while we're on this fallen earth, that there will be moments of great happiness. But for the most part, you know, there's moments of just, you're somewhere between happy and sad. Yeah, there's lots of sadness, but for the most part, we're just even keel. Joy is something that transcends happiness. It's far greater. It gives you that comfort and encouragement no matter how bad things get. So I love another example of the joy that we'll find in the millennial kingdom. Zechariah 14, 16 through 18 says, "And it shall come to pass that everyone who is left of all the nations who came against Jerusalem shall go up from year to year to worship the king, the Lord of hosts, and to keep the Feast of Tabernacles. And it shall be that whichever the families of the earth do not come up to Jerusalem to worship the king, the Lord of hosts, on them there will be no rain." So what we're talking about here is of the seven Jewish feasts instituted by the Lord, the Feast of Tabernacles will be enacted during the millennial kingdom for the whole world. In other words, Jesus doesn't want to just sit up in Jerusalem ruling and reigning. He wants to connect with everybody on the planet. So he holds this big feast, this Feast of Tabernacles, and everybody comes up to Israel and they celebrate with it and they spend time with him. And the source of our joy is that, because it's finally fulfilled. It's not joy based on faith, but it's joy based on feeling and experience. We will actually be with Jesus Christ. Our joy will be fulfilled.
Nathan, I love that. And he gives us a reason in this Feast of Tabernacle to come to a place of feasting and rejoicing. And it's nice to get together, Nathan, with brothers and sisters, but how amazing it will be to get together with the Lord himself. That's why the Bible tells us in Hebrews, even now, not to forsake the assembling of one another. But as we see more the day approaching, we're to encourage each other. And Nathan, what a wonderful thing that will be when Jesus himself will be there present and we will annually come and hang out and fellowship with him. I think that to me brings joy just right now, just thinking about it.
Absolutely. And you know, those of us, of course, will be in our resurrected, glorified bodies. I think we're going to see Jesus a lot more than just the Feast of Tabernacles. It's meant for those children born of the tribulation saints who grow into the millennial kingdom as a reminder to come and see their king. And you know, if they don't, you know, they're a little rebellious. We know there's an example in the Bible where Egypt decides it's not going up. And the Lord will shut off the rain just as a reminder, hey, I want to see you guys. You know, I love you. Let's fellowship. And so there, we already know there's one example in the Bible where the Egyptians are going to say, nah, we're not coming up this year. And that's probably much later in the millennial kingdom, but he shuts the water off just enough to, to have fellowship with him. And that's, again, the source of joy. I think that the greatest example of joy for me in this world is that when my daughter was a little girl, she would go out into the field, and we have these little birds called killdeer, and they don't fly very well. They kind of stay to the ground, and it's funny. They run, and it looks like Woodstock from the Peanuts. You know, their legs go faster than they move. And she would go out in the field, and she would pick up these little birds, or she'd find little bunnies, baby bunnies, and she'd bring them into the house. So I'd go in there, and in her room, there's these little birds and bunnies running around her room, and she'd be hugging on them and kissing on them, and there's just such euphoria to her, just such joy. She just loved these little creatures. And to me, to this day, it's whenever I think of joy, I think of that innocence of a child with those that she loves. And that's what it's going to be like with the Lord. He's going to be filling his kingdom with people who love him and want to be with him. And there's that great joy and that great love that we will share with our Heavenly Father. And that is, like you said, one of the defining characteristics of Christ's kingdom.
Nathan, what a wonderful point you made. And also the animal life in the millennium is going to be very different. Like you said, I can just imagine your daughter picking up these little creatures, harmless. And that's part of the millennium. We're going to have that peace there with nature as well. And I think that is just a beautiful, beautiful picture that you just painted for us. And of course, for those who maybe just tuned into the program, you tuned into A Truth Will Set You Free Bible Prophecy Edition, Vic Batista, Nathan Jones, as we're talking about the millennium life and the time of joy and how awesome it's going to be. And Nathan, not only that, but the wonderful thing is that also it will be a time of peace and no war. Today, we see one of the greatest signs of the last days, as Jesus was saying in Matthew chapter 24, some of the signs will be that of war and rumors of war. And lately, Nathan, we've seen so much of that with the attack there with Hamas in Israel and what's been going on in Russia. How nice it is to know that the time will come where that aspects of things will be pretty much minimized, if you will, in the millennium.
Yeah, so not only is it a time of joy, but it's also a time of peace. Isaiah 2:4 and Micah 4:3-4 says, they shall beat their swords into plowshares and their spears into pruning hooks. Nation shall not lift up sword against nation, neither shall they learn war anymore. And here's my favorite part of the verse. But everyone shall sit under his vine and under his fig tree, and no one shall make them afraid. For the mouth of the Lord of hosts has spoken. And brother, what a time period we're talking about. When the Lord returns and sets up his kingdom, the governments of this world will no longer be human-based. They will be glorified saint-based. That's us. We will be the government of the world underneath Jesus Christ. We are promised as the church to rule and reign with him. And so the only people that are still in their earthly human bodies that have fallen natures are the subjects of that kingdom. So as governments fight for resources and power and ambition and egos, that won't exist anymore because we'll be in our glorified, perfected bodies. We'll rule and reign under a perfect king. And so there's no reason for wars to fight ever again after that. There'll be one tiny one at the end of millennial kingdom, and we'll get to that. But brother, the thought of sitting underneath a tree, kind of like, I just love the scene from Lord of the Rings, you know, with Frodo Baggins. He's sitting under a tree, he's reading a book, he's chewing on a stalk of grass, and he's not worried about anything. He's at perfect peace. And I look forward to the day where, you know, you don't have to worry, look over your shoulder, wondering if someone's going to mug you or road rage against you or rob you or wars or, you know, animals attack you. It's going to be that time of peace. There's no war. And just think about it, Vic, how much of budgets of countries go to war. I mean, we've been pumping out hundreds of billions of dollars for Ukraine to fight a proxy war with Russia. Think of all that money being put into development and growth and construction. It is literally going to be a paradise on earth during the millennial kingdom.
Oh, Nathan, you made such a good point. And by the way, right now we want to keep the people in Haiti in prayer because it's a sad situation there. in Haiti right now as we speak. But Nathan, if we, like you're saying, if we took one smidget of the budget that we spend for war and poured it, let's say, into Haiti, Nathan, we can literally feed that whole country with just one.
Here's a bit of a trivia for you, Vic. What was the topic of our very first podcast?
Actually, good question, because it had to do with the earthquake in Haiti, Nathan.
Yeah, great memory. Absolutely. Isn't it funny that, tragic, I should say, over the years that Haiti keeps coming up as a subject to, I mean, that there is no joy in Haiti. It's such a disastrous country. And, you know, folks, if you're watching the news, you'll know that the gang warfare is pretty much taken over. There's dead bodies everywhere, and the gang members won't let people be buried. And, of course, that causes starvation, and there's social upheaval. You know, none of that will exist during the kingdom of Christ. And so it's one of the joys that we can have in this life as Christians, knowing that our future life is going to be so much better than what it is today.
Oh, absolutely, Nathan. And you know, sometimes people forget that, you know, there are wars coming. The Bible speaks about the signs of the times. We know that in the time of Revelation, in the worst period in the history of mankind, in the 7 year, there's going to be wars, there's going to be famines, there's going to be devastation. And, you know, a glimpse of that is what's happening in Haiti right now. It's just a little glimpse of what war and then famine and then death. And what, how amazing it is just to think about a time where there will be no more of that. And in the millennium, I love that, Nathan, because it says that you're going to be able to sit, everybody's going to be able to sit under their own fig tree. And I just love that picture of siesta and relaxation. And I'm from the Dominican Republic, Nathan, and we always kind of sat under mango trees, not fig trees.
There you go. Do y'all have siestas in DR like they do in Mexico?
Absolutely. And what a joy it is to just to stop the workflow and just sit under and just relax for an hour or two. And how nice that in the millennium, that's going to be ongoing, Nathan, a time of rest and of peace and no war.
Yeah, I love Hosea 2:17-18. It says, bow and sword of battle I will shatter from the earth, to make them lie down safely. Look who's talking here. It's God. He's saying to make them. You know, we can't end war. Humans are always going to fight with each other. It takes God, the return of Jesus Christ, to stop war, to end it, and say, that's enough. I'm going to shatter the bow and sword of battle. That's it. No more weapons. No more fighting. I am the Lord, as he says, I have spoken here. And that's what he's going to do. He's going to end war on this earth.
Nathan, and what a wonderful picture that is. Our kids, yours and ours, they're in the military. And, you know, we dread the day that they might be called into battle. So we're so thankful for them that they protect our nation, that they're willing to lay down their lives. But how nice it is to know that there will be a time when we won't have to worry about that. I mean, we'll be in our glorified bodies and our kids, because they know the Lord as well. But what a peace of mind that brings to our relationship with one another, not having to have the looming over our heads. The war can break out at any moment. And like you said, only the Lord will be able to be the one to put a real end to this. And that's why we look forward to that day.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, it's been a prayer request for humanity since Cain killed Abel. You know, that's how long mankind has been at war with each other. But during the millennial kingdom, that's it. The Lord says enough, and there'll be true peace. So it's a source of joy. It's a great source of joy, and it's a great source of hope for us now, living in such a fallen world, worried that, you know, Putin is saying again that he's going to nuke the world if we don't stop interfering with him attacking Ukraine. You know, Israel's got the Samson Initiative. They're put their backs against the wall. They will use their nuclear weapons. I just was reading a few articles earlier about current events, and supposedly the nuclear reactor in Israel was hacked. And that's where Israel also keeps their nuclear weapons. So you never know when the world is going to be on the brink of war. And so you don't have to worry about that, though, during the millennial kingdom, because Jesus says that's it. There's no reason for war. Matter of fact, Vic, and here's a good point. Even the animals will be at peace with each other, right?
Nathan, I love that. And I love that segue because that's going to take us into our future program. So we're going to, you know, like in the movies where they leave a cliffhanger and they say, stay tuned. And I love that, Nathan, because if someone is new to the program, they'll have an opportunity in the future to hear what we're going to say about that regarding the animal kingdom. So that's going to be fantastic. But because of time, Nathan, we know that there's individuals tuned into our program, maybe now or in the future, that don't have a relationship with the Lord. And maybe they don't have that peace that you and I were talking about, or that joy. They sense to be a consumed with worry and concern because of war. But they recognize, Nathan, that they need to change. Something needs to change. And we want to give them an opportunity to receive that one that can change them forever and take the fear out of their hearts. So, Nate, will you be able to share with someone out there that maybe doesn't know the Lord personally how they might be able to start the relationship and receive that peace today?
Absolutely. Well, when we're talking about war, that's what we are. We are born at war with the Lord. For we have a what's called a sin nature, a rebellious nature that desires to always be at conflict with God. And that separates us from God. That is called our sin. Our sin separates from God. And some people think, well, I'm not really a sinner or anything. But Romans 3:23 says, for all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. You know, you want to get to heaven on your own accord. Well, how do you do that? You have to be perfect. Well, Romans says nobody's perfect. All have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. And even worse, Romans 6:23 says the wages of our sin is death. We are under a death sentence because of our rebellion against God. We are born going to hell. But Romans 6:23 also says the gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord. Well, how does that work? Romans 5:8 says God demonstrates his own love for us in this. While we were still sinners, Christ died for us. Jesus Christ came as a man. He suffered. He was crucified, buried, but he beat death by resurrecting from the grave. Romans 8 says, therefore, there is now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus, because through Christ Jesus, the law of the Spirit of life set me free from the law of sin and death. And well, how do we respond to that gift that the Lord's given us? Romans 10, 9 through 10, that if you confess your mouth Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. So if you have yet to accept Jesus Christ as your Savior, respond to that tug that the Holy Spirit's putting on your heart right now and pray from faith something like, Lord Jesus, I know I'm a sinner. I've been in rebellion against you. Please forgive me of my sins and be the Lord and Savior of my life. And Jesus promised your sins will be forgiven, the guilt will be washed away, and you will become a citizen of the millennial kingdom.
Praise the Lord. Thank you so much, Nate, for sharing that. And if you pray that prayer for the first time, we want to congratulate you because the Bible says that whoever turns to the Lord, that there is a celebration in heaven. All heaven rejoices as well as we do. We would love to rejoice by giving you a Bible and a Bible study guide so that you can continue to grow in your relationship with the Lord. So you can always reach out to us, 305-992-9537. You can also email us on nathan@webminister@lamplion.com. We would love to get these resources in your hand, but we would love to hear from you. And we would love to rejoice because we like feedback, right, Nathan? We rejoice when people tell us they've come to Christ.
Yeah, just go to christinprophecy.org, click the contact button. And if you have a question related to Bible prophecy or you want to share, like Vic said, that you are saved, you can also contact us through that phone number that Vic gave, as well as through our website at christinprophecy.org.
Praise the Lord. Thank you, Nathan. And of course, we ran out of time for this segment of the program, but we encourage you to continue to stay connected with us via our resources for our following programs and continue to learn more about the life in the millennium. Again, Vic Batista, Nathan Jones, thank you for tuning in. May the Lord bless you and keep you. May his face shine upon you. I hope you guys have a great week.
The good news is finally here. Friends, listen to me. This is serious business. What the world needs today is Jesus. The Bible says in John 3:16 that for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whoever believes in him should not perish but have eternal life.